Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Our text number, you know, the place you can text, not the contest line, the place you can text to make comments. We read them. Sometimes we read them on the air. That's 800-400-3697. This one says, AM radio response.
Yes.
Hey, young people. There's still a lot of old people.
Yeah, young people. Dicks.
Sarah, you're not alone on your food behavior, says 408.
No, that's good. It's good to know. I figured I wasn't.
Yeah. I don't know about licking the plate.
Yeah, that's as an adult.
I don't do it all the time.
Dude.
Just saying it was so good. It's the only time I can think of it was so good. Well, back me up. That shrimp curry is unbelievable.
It is. It's really, I mean, you know, by the time we finish our food, though, we're so full, I can't imagine.
Yeah, there's no licking the plate. I'm talking about the left. It was a leftover plate that I made myself the next day, and there really wasn't very much left, so I was so sad when it was over. Okay. So I licked them.
My sister's getting married in 3 weeks. It cost me close to $2,000 so far, and it's local.
Wow.
Well, your sister, you're probably in the wedding party. Yeah. It's a lot more expensive to be in a party. Yeah.
Sure. Still, $2,000 all of a sudden jumps into your budget. You're like, I could do a lot with this besides be at some party for one day.
Yes.
I had to talk to my boyfriend about his chewing. Constantly have to remind him to stop smacking his food. Almost ended our relationship, actually. I agree. It's disgusting.
Yeah. Try to eat quietly.
You know what? You should just end it because that's not going to get better. That'll get worse. Then his teeth are coming out with the smacking and the dentures and the...
Just end it. You're not a good fit.
Yeah, you are not going to like that down the line.
You know one of my biggest pet peeves is, though, with people eating is clacking their silverware on their teeth.
Oh, I know. That gives me chills.
You should not touch your teeth. You should not touch a fork or spoon. You just use your lips. Don't be going... You know?
Says the lady who licked her plate.
Listen, my one-time plate-licking incident does not mean that I can't have an opinion about whether or not you should be clacking your fork on your teeth.
4 and 5 says shrimp curry at India Palace is so good.
Oh, they know. Yeah. It's in a freaking travel lodge. Like, you'd never know. I should not talk about it because it's going to be crowded at lunchtime now. Damn.
Oh, are you going to go?
Well, I might have to. I've been talking about it. I have had it twice this week already, though.
Oh, really?
Well, Sunday night with Hooman, and then the plate-licking incident yesterday.
My friend's dad whenever he eats at one restaurant, a waiter comes over to check the table and says, well, it sounds like you're enjoying everything. And her mom responds, don't get too excited. He sounds like that when he's eating cereal in the morning, too.
Food.
Oh, my friend does.
Oh, do it. Do it again.
He does that.
Oh, God. I would have to smack the back of his head. Get that out of your mouth.
I'd throw a roll at his face.
I really think he doesn't know he's doing it.
I think it's definitely unconscious that people do that.
Yeah. There really aren't enough smacks to the back of the neck these days, though. You really
people need to wake up,
Carl. Nice red neck for that. Just like... Whack!
Come on!
Well, I just figure I won't eat with him.
Yeah, well, but there you are.
I'm gonna try that at home. I'm gonna try that at home today and see if anyone notices.
I think your younger son will just bust up laughing.
I think he'll start doing it too. Yeah. Actually, the more upset my older son gets with it, the more likely it is that my younger son will do it.
If it was up to Hooman or Bryn, they'd have Drake be the genie. Drake sucks.
Who said anything about Drake?
Forget Drake.
I wouldn't choose him as a genie. That's a bad texter.
Yeah. A bad texter.
They worked on Rules of Engagement, David Spade and Heather Locklear.
Oh.
What's that?
Okay. I don't know, but David Spade was pulled into a lot of shows that were in motion, and then they bring him in, and he gives the show 5 more years or whatever. He's got a lot of money.
He's doing fine.
What did that person say, Vinny, again? What that text said?
They worked on Rules of Engagement, David Spade and Heather Locklear.
I watch that show, like, all the time, still. And not that it's on reruns, but I never saw her.
650 says, remember Heather was married to Tommy Lee?
Oh, is it Nat? Nat?
It's the same Nat. I didn't get it the first time.
Did you get it?
I did it.
It just went right past my eyeballs.
It's tiny. It flies right in your face.
Barely see it.
Remember, Heather was married to Tommy Lee, they say.
So she needs to have that. Yeah. She needs to check her proportions before she commits to a date.
Vinny loves Sarah and Yuzette slut stories, but not from his girlfriend.
Yeah. Well, he's not dating us. He doesn't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I had just been there, too. I mean, it's a visual or a thing that you hear it, and you're like, of course I know she has history.
I just don't want to know.
And then,
the thing that, it's so funny that Vinny, who we have squeezed as many details as we possibly can about all his sexual exploits and past relationships, just like it's all out there. But God forbid, so any girl who dates him knows everything. But God forbid she try to share something about her history or past. He runs from the room screaming.
I don't want to know.
I don't want to know. No.
I don't need to know that.
But you were a ho.
It's weird to want to know that from everybody. And I never said that, by the way. That's you.
You know what? I made a mistake.
Uh-oh.
About what?
Look at how close I have to put this up to my face to see it. I gave the wrong word.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no, Yuzi. Hold on. Let me look. Let me see what it is.
It's give. Not glee.
Oh.
Okay. Give is this hour's code word in the 10K a day birthday giveaway.
Canceling glee.
I didn't give.
Let's redo it with give.
The writing is so small. Hooman, look at that.
Yeah.
Hooman, let's double check those words every morning. Give.
Well, I normally do. But
is this hour's code word.
707 says, small. I tell guys I'm not on birth control and they get scared and wear a condom when in fact I am on birth control. I just don't want to have... to explain the condom, the need for a condom.
Right.
Got to have a strong force field.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Protect everything. Sure.
I need protection because I'm not. You'd hope a guy would say, yeah, we don't want to have a kid.
Right.
Yikes. Anyway, is it time? Do we have to go?
Yeah.
It is time. Hell
yes.
Armenian genocide time, everyone.
Bam.
Yay.
Armenian genocide.
We built this show.
Oh, God.
Right. We built this show. Making out. Built this show.
That's a CF.
Yeah.
We built this show. Chips making out.
We'll do it live.
Okay.
Nope. We'll do it live.
Suck.
Thing sucks.
Lick them. Suck. All
right. It's time for the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show to peak for the week. And now, the movie review with a Persian and a Vietnamese dude. Brin.
All right.
Oh,
yeah.
Come on, let's go.
Yeah.
Dang, that thing.
Brought to you by News 10. Wherever it breaks, whatever it takes, News 10.
All right. Welcome to the movie reviews. All right, we're going to start with the real serious film. It's called The Promise. Stars Oscar Isaac, the super hot French actress who no one's ever heard of, but we're going to give her a shout out, Charlotte Lebon.
Oh.
And Christian Bale.
Oh, good for you.
So this film is about, it's a tragic, tragic, tragic love story, but at its heart, it chronicles the Armenian genocide through the eyes of Oscar Isaac around 1914, the beginning of World War I. And it's based on a true story. So I feel like we need to start off with a little history lesson. So the Ottoman Empire, which is basically Turkey, it's a lot smaller,
had 2.5 million Armenians living in Turkey around 1914. And in 1915, 1 million of the Armenians were deported. And between 1915 to 1920-ish, 1.5 million Armenians were murdered in Turkey. So one other thing worth mentioning is the U.S. as a country has never really acknowledged this genocide from the president's standpoint. So one of Obama's campaign promises in 2008 was that he would use the term genocide if he became president. And his exact quote was, "The Armenian genocide is not an allegation or a personal opinion or a point of view, but rather a widely documented fact." Bryn, in Obama's 8 years as president, did Obama keep his campaign promise?
He did not.
He did not.
8 years.
So, Bryn, is this, The Promise, one of the saddest movies you've ever seen?
Yeah, it's up there. It's devastating, really.
And how does it end?
It's ending sadder than it began. It was sad the whole time, and it was really—it was just
sounds wonderful.
It is so sad. I couldn't believe
sadder than Manchester by the Sea.
It's on that level. Oh, yeah, it really is on that level.
Definitely. Like, I mean, at least with Manchester by the Sea, there was some like hope. It seemed for that kid, and you know, Casey was gonna move on. But here, you're like, everyone is dead, and you're like, this is so sad. I don't want to give away the whole film because that's not exactly how
not
it ends.
Not everybody dies, but
not everyone dies. Mm-hmm. How was Oscar Isaac?
I thought he was great. I mean, he's definitely Oscar worthy.
That's right. He is so good. There was a moment in this film that I too thought was Oscar worthy. So if there's any Armenians that are listening that have any pull with the Academy Award, get this guy nominated.
Make it happen.
In terms of a history lesson, how was The Promise?
I thought it was great. I actually went home and watched a bunch of stuff about the Armenian genocide, and I watched like two documentaries on it for like 4 hours yesterday. It was crazy intense. I went to sleep really depressed.
You know, I didn't know much about the Armenian genocide until Ray Donovan. Remember Ray Donovan was he was mixed up with the Armenians.
Yeah.
And that there was like a pop star chick and she wanted to do a song about the Armenian genocide, but they wouldn't let her do it because they just thought it was too controversial.
Yeah.
Because we're allies with Turkey. We need Turkey. And that's what I'm sure why. Sure, Obama got into the office and they said, well, you can't say it because Turkey will not admit that's what happened.
That's what's going on.
So that's exactly right. So when you look up the Armenian genocide on Wikipedia, you'll see the countries that do acknowledge it, they don't need Turkey. Like America, Israel, they need Turkey, so they won't, you know. One of the great things about Kim Kardashian is she went to the Armenian quarter of Jerusalem and kind of stood underneath the plaque, and because it was Kim, you know, the most famous Armenian in the world, the whole world descended and said, wow, let's recognize the Armenian genocide because it's Kim Kardashian. She actually used her fame for something, you know, pretty...
All right, for Kim Kardashian!
Nice job, Kim.
Woo!
So let's talk about Christian Bale. I couldn't quite figure out his character.
What don't you get about it?
Was he a spy?
No!
Was he a drunk?
No!
Was he a window washer?
No!
Was he a pool boy?
No!
Was he a radio DJ?
No!
Bryn, did you feel like he had too many lines? Did he talk too much?
Don't shut me up!
So you guys worked this out before?
We had to squeeze that in somehow, right?
Excellent. Really well done.
Thank you.
How beautiful is Charlotte LeBond?
Oh, she's gorgeous. I mean, you could just stare at the screen like, wow. I mean, but her part was great, too. It was very significant. Her character in the movie was really good, and she played it well. But, man, she could just not talk, and I could watch that.
That's the thing. I couldn't believe how stunningly beautiful. That was good casting.
She been in anything else?
Yeah, a bunch of indie French films that nobody's ever seen. Hey, Bryn, should it bother us that Oscar Isaac isn't Armenian in real life?
You know what? That would have bothered me if this movie sucked, but it doesn't. It doesn't make a difference to me at all.
Doesn't it bother you? You hate when other races play.
I do, I thought about this one a long time, and the guy, you know, one of the stars of Star Wars, stepping up and doing an important film like this.
Oh, because he was in Star Wars, it's okay. Well, so if Russell Crowe had been in Star Wars...
No, that's not the point.
He could have played a Persian.
The point is, you're taking a big risk as an actor doing such a controversial film, and
it wouldn't have gotten the notoriety if an A-lister didn't step up to be in this role.
It's Jake Gyllenhaal you're pissed at, isn't it? Prince of Persia.
Yeah, Jake Gyllenhaal's no good.
Russell Crowe's okay?
Well, I mean, he sucked in Les Mis. He can't sing. That role was so demanding.
So if he was more talented, then he it would be okay.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Sum it all up. Let me just say this.
Sorry.
What the heck just happened?
Nothing, don't worry about it.
Oh, that's what happened.
God. Sum it all up. Let me just say this. I love the film. And if you're Armenian, you absolutely have to see this film opening weekend. If there's a bunch of articles about how the system's being gamed and how the movie's getting all these low ratings online because certain groups don't like that this movie's coming out. So, Armenians, go out. Go and support this film.
Show up.
And historians say it's the second worst genocide in history. So, it's important on so many levels. And I have to credit the filmmakers. They weren't shy about the role of God and Jesus and the Armenians and their Christianity. I loved all that. I'm going to give it 4.5 Persians out of 5.
Even though it's so sad.
So sad.
Yeah. Wow, that's exactly what I was going to give it. I gave it away already.
Well, you loved it.
Yeah, this movie is like, it's about dead people and slaughter and, you know, denial from the Turkish government and, you know, it's up there with, like, I've been watching a lot of depressing stuff like Manchester by the Sea or 13 Reasons Why. And, you know, they're all really good good stuff to watch on TV or in the movies. I found it intriguing. I walked into this theater thinking, like, it sounds kind of boring. I'm not sure. And maybe that was the reason why I loved it so much because I didn't expect
anything from it. Right?
Yes. So hopefully you can walk in with that attitude and not, you know, because it is very informative and you'll learn a lot from it. 4.5 Ninja Stars.
Do we have time for Fast and Furious? You want to skip it?
Do it quick. You got to wait.
All right, everyone. Here's your review of The Fate of the Furious. Vin Diesel, The Rock, Michelle Rodriguez, Ludacris.
Luda.
Tyrese, Jason Statham, Charlize Theron, Kurt Russell, and Scott Eastwood. Who? So,
Clint's kid, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to talk about him in a second. Mm-hmm. So, this film, Charlize blackmails Vin and forces him to betray his crew. Bryn, how was Academy Award-winning actress Charlize as the bad guy?
Oh, so good.
Thank you.
Gretchen's here, everybody.
I'm dying to know about Scott Eastwood. Was he the weak link in the film? And how do you think he got cast for this?
Is he super hot?
Well, he's super hot. Yeah, absolutely. I'd do him. I think that, you know, his dad probably had something to do with it. And also, you know, they have a lot of big characters in this movie. Tyrese, Luda, you know, Vin Diesel, The Rock. So I don't think that they wanted him to overshadow them. And they didn't expect, you know.
But how was his acting?
In no way.
Does acting matter in The Fast and the Furious?
He's not going to replace Paul Walker at all, right?
Oh, is that what they're trying to do?
I don't think so. I mean.
Well, that was our theory when we were watching it. We're like, is this going to replace Paul?
But he wasn't bad. He wasn't terrible. He just didn't, you know, he's not going to blow you away because his character isn't that. Like,
one last question before I sum it all up.
Sure.
Bryn, so in this film, Charlize takes on everyone with a nuclear submarine near the North Pole. All the Lamborghinis. Was this a little over the top, or were you able to buy into it?
Well, it was very over the top, but I still bought into it. The whole movie is over the top. I mean, expect that. These cars are flying off like mountains and stuff and still landing on their wheels. It's like you're not supposed to do any of this and make it, you know, through this and live. So the whole thing is over the top and super just not real.
Car fantasy.
Yeah, it's car fantasy. It's like playing a video game. So I loved it. I thought it was great.
Sum it all up, let me just say this. Once again, they over-deliver Fast and the Furious, folks. I miss Paul Walker tremendously. What a loss. That being said, I'm going to give it a solid 3.875 Persian carpets.
I loved it. Rugs. Super action-packed. Exactly what you expect. And if if you're going to this movie, you know what you want. A lot of hot chicks. A lot of fast cars. Stunts. 4 solid ninja stars.
Great job, you
easy
guys.
Watch.
That was amazing.
Next week, we're hoping to review The Circle, but we don't know if they're going to screen it. We haven't got an invite. I just wrote the studio. So.
Did you read that already, Gretchen?
Yeah, good.
It's really disturbing.
Yeah, it's
how bad
scary.
Is the movie going to be?
Oh, who knows?
Tom,
I don't know.
Max,
I like the book, though. He's a local guy, right? Dave Eggers?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's San Francisco based.
Yeah, that's a pretty solid read. Everybody, the Circle. If you like books, I don't know. All right, great job. We'll do it again next week, you guys. Another humongous movie review next week.
Thank you.
Get in to see The Circle. And you guys will do battle right after these.
All right. Radio.com. Radio.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Gretchen, hello, welcome.
Good morning.
Did you have a nice ride in?
It was slow, but it, you know, I'm here. Yeah. I made it.
This is our official traffic report for the morning.
Yeah.
Half an hour ago, when Gretchen was on her way in, it was a little on the slow side, everyone.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, all right.
I can tell you that. And also that the East Bay, oh, it's a nightmare.
Well, that's pretty much always the case.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, you guys ready to battle? You could tie it up today.
What's the category?
Gardening.
Oh, okay.
Sports and leisure.
Something that happened. I heard you make a, oh my God, what's going on over there? Did you do something?
No, I broke my rubber band where I keep all my things and they went, but no, it's all still in order. This is the one.
Not game related.
It wasn't game related.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's garden.
All right, let's do it. I think if you listen carefully, Vinny, I scanned through these. I think you have a chance. Now listen. For the week, it's Gretchen 2, Vinny 1.
Gretchen, have you ever licked a plate clean?
No, I don't think I have.
Okay.
I've sopped things up, like, you know. Like
with
when you
bread,
have fried
sure.
eggs.
Oh, I know.
Oh,
I'll make an extra piece of toast. Just to, yep. I'm like, I don't have enough toast to go with all these delicious
eggs.
I
gotta get all that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, sort of.
That's not licking the plate.
Okay. Then no.
Can't you just say yes for me? I gotta be the only plate licker on the show.
I wasn't that.
I licked one plate in 30 years, and Vinny has to ask me about it 2 days after it happened.
That didn't have anything to do with you. I was just asking Gretchen a question before we started the game. That's all.
My
what
nose
about gardens
would like
now?
Bump into the plate.
Of course it would. So. She probably
no,
had
you
Indian
doesn't. You
smear
just,
all over her nose and down her chin.
Yum. So good. What D.C. gardener told David Letterman in 2012 that the White House tool shed is where she keeps Weed Whacker 1?
Michelle Obama.
Michelle Obama is correct.
Oh.
D.C.
Weed Whacker 1.
She's a famous
one.
Gardener.
You know, like Air Force 1. What desert patients are tended to by landscaper Riley LeBlanc when Arizona homeowners overcrowd or overwater
cactus.
Them?
Cactus.
Cactus
yeah,
is right.
That was a weird question.
Yeah.
Patients?
I guess.
Oh, he's a doctor.
He's the cactus doctor.
Cacti.
Yeah. Peaches, pears, and strawberries are members of... This is true or false? Peaches, pears, and strawberries are members of the...
False!
That is correct. False is the correct answer. Members of the zinnia family. No, they are not. They're members of the rose family.
What's the score?
2-1.
Shut up.
Thanks.
Multiple choice.
Okay.
How much did Americans spend on gardening-related products and services in 2013? $160 million, $3.5 billion, or $10.2
billion? $3.5
billion. That is correct, Vinny. $3.5 billion. Super loud. I saw that you tried in there, Gretchen, but okay. That's, you know, $3.5 billion it is.
Next.
It's 3-1.
What? On a gardening card.
Yep.
Yeah, but false. You just like screamed something random. Jeez.
What consummate organic gardener and Eat, Pray, Love actress extolled
Julia Roberts.
That is correct. Extolled the virtues of compost on Oprah's 08 Earth Day show.
So it's 3-2.
3-2.
One
final question.
Left.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Which wheat cracker brand began including free basil and dill
seeds?
Wheat Thins.
No.
Triscuits.
It is Triscuits, but it's too late. You already guessed Wheat Thins. And so by a score of 2-3, Vinny, you tied it up for the week.
On
a
gardening
card.
Good, yeah. Good
the rest
job.
Of that question, because I know I'm going to hear about it. What wheat cracker brand began including free basil and dill seed cards in its boxes in 2010 as part of its home farming movement?
That's
Triscuit.
Cute.
Ellen DeGeneres checked in on her Triscuit garden periodically during her shows. Alrighty, what's coming up on your show, Gretchen?
Shot at $1,000, 10:05 on Alice.
All right, have a great day, and guess what? Next time we see you, it's gonna be Friday.
And I won today.
Yes,
congratulations,
also you're a winner.
Congratulations.
Such a bad. Thank you so much, everyone.
Congratulations,
Vinny. Everybody, Vinny.
Hey, listen,
Vinny.
My day just peaked. I have to go to couples counseling later. Okay, so how about that?
Thanks for reminding me. I'll be sure to ask you about how that went tomorrow.
Super.
Happy almost Friday.
Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.